Our gospel this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost comes from the Gospel of Luke in the 18th chapter. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted." The word of the Lord. Please be seated. I have to be honest. I spent a while trying to figure out how to compare the Pharisee and the tax collector to an Indians fan and a Cubs fan, but I just couldn't quite find a way to make that work. But truth of the matter is, being genuine and honest doesn't have much to do with our gospel text this morning. Because this Pharisee that speaks in our parable that Jesus shares, despite his protestations of uprightness, lacks one thing. He lacks the sense of honesty. He isn't honest with himself on who he is. And because he isn't willing to be honest with himself, he isn't honest with God. And when you break it all down, this lack of honesty due to this Pharisee's pride affects more than just this Pharisee. Indeed, this pride has ramifications for that entire community of faith. Now, when these two men go up to the temple to pray, they have, in theory, the same goal in mind. They are going to pray to the same God, and one thing we know about a mutual faith is that it is one of the things that often builds up a community. These two men, one respected by society and the other looked upon with suspicion, find in their faith the beginnings of community. But rarely can true community withstand pridefulness. In fact, the very language of this parable tells us that this Pharisee wants nothing to do with being part of a community that includes this tax collector. Jesus says that once they reach the temple, the Pharisee stands by himself. And it's apparent that he's not praying for confession. He's praying about how great he is. Meanwhile, the tax collector, one who would be greatly blessed by being part of a true community, is found to be standing far off. I wonder how far off he would have been standing if the Pharisee's prayer and very attitude were just a little less proud. But let's be honest. This Pharisee is not especially interested in community. He wasn't even interested in forgiveness. He was more interested in dictating to God his own greatness so that he could be rewarded. You may have heard me refer to a mentality that some people have of God being a divine vending machine. Well, this is the divine blue ribbon machine. The Pharisee tells God how great the Pharisee is, and he expects that he'll be rewarded for it. And perhaps the only reward that he is really looking for is actually the reward of being placed above people at the temple. It is quite possible that this Pharisee was more interested in the regard he might receive from those nearby than the regard he would receive from God, thusly praying aloud by himself and extolling every virtue that, of course, God would already know. Still, even if others would have regarded him with greater respect for his living out the law loudly, there is still this question of how it might build up community. I think that we all know that community is made up of far more than just our greatest members. I think if we are a community that's worth anything, we are a community that builds up the least among us. If we are a community that professes a common faith in God, then we live in that faith knowing that we are all completely reliant on God's love and grace. It doesn't matter how unlike other sinners we are. We are all still sinners. And as such, we all belong to a community of people trying to do the best we can in our own personal circumstances, knowing that the only thing that truly matters is the grace of God. The Pharisee didn't get that. The Pharisee sees the community as a means to an end, not the end itself. For the Pharisee, the community is an opportunity to make himself great at the expense of the rest of the community. But God calls us to be humble so that with our community of faith, we are all exalted. By placing himself above the community, this Pharisee risks losing his community and all the blessings that can be found therein. I'll be honest, I believe that Messiah is known for one thing above all else. We live in community together. We are open with one another. We share our faith and our love of God with one another, and we support each other when things aren't going smoothly. When all we can do is beat our chests in frustration, God invites us to live into the grace that God gives us. God invites us to care for one another in our insecurities and in our doubts. The tax collector, who is looked upon with suspicion, is brought into the circle of the hopeful. The Pharisee is lovingly included and gently reproved for their self-aggrandizement. But I do wonder if the circle of grace that we receive here at Messiah can be expanded even further. I ask this because I believe that all of us in various times in our lives have both identified with the Pharisee and with the tax collector. All of us that have at some point felt as if we had finally figured out how to do things right and thus deserved God's blessing. And all of us at some point have felt as if there was nothing we could do right. And all that we had was the slightest hope of grace that God promises us through Christ. And if we ourselves have encountered such a variety of experience in our faith journey, then I believe that we can speak to it to our neighbors. I believe we can invite people to a deeper, more humble faith by lifting up our own challenges and our own moments of exaltation. Because we've been there. Wherever it is, we've been there. We've been on the highest of highs, and when we encounter our neighbor who is joyful and hopeful, we can invite them to come and praise God. When we encounter our neighbor who is beating their chest in shame and in doubt, we can also invite them to come and hear the promise that God does not abandon us. God is merciful. God loves us regardless. And in our humility, our community of faith is strengthened by the work of the Holy Spirit, which binds us together and unites us in a common hope, the unearned, unending love of Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom all find a place at the table of our Lord. Amen.